So we've been looking at the story of Jesus as Jesus was sleeping in the boat with the disciples. This is just after he had talked to the disciples about the word and said the word was seed, talked about the power of the word. And then he spoke the word to the disciples and said, we're going to the other side. And the Bible is very specific about that. When you look in Mark chapter 4, as it talks about the story, it's very specific where Jesus said, let us cross over and go to the other side. Jesus is God. He's God in flesh. Jesus knew that as he spoke the word, because any word that Jesus speaks is the word. So when he spoke that word and said, let us cross over and go to the other side, it's a word that he has spoken and the disciples could hold on to that word. And because Jesus knew that God, the Father, would honor his words, he knew that they would get to the other side. So he had no worries. And that's why Jesus could be so sound asleep in the boat that when the storm arose, the storm didn't wake him up. Even the waves that were breaking over the side of the boat and starting to fill the boat didn't wake him up as he was asleep in the stern. But that is the confidence and the peace that Jesus had in the Word. And that's the example of the confidence and the peace that we should have in the Word. If you find a promise in the Word that can apply to whatever your situation is, you can have that same confidence. Speak that word, stand on that word, and you can have the same confidence Jesus had to even be at such peace that you can just rest in it. How many times do you stay up late at night and you can't sleep because there's something that's on your mind, a problem, a concern, something that arises and it just causes you to be stressed? And at night it's the worst. Because once you get those fears into your mind, you can't shut your mind down. And those thoughts tend to consume us. And then you worry about it, you don't sleep well, and then you carry that with you into the next day. It doesn't have to be that way. And this is the illustration that we see from Jesus. Jesus, he was a man. He's God, but he's a man. He's in the flesh. And so subject to the same things in the flesh that we were. Subject to all the things that the flesh brings. Jesus could have been worried, but Jesus knew the word. This is why he just taught the disciples on the word. And the lesson that we see, one of the many lessons we see from this, is Jesus showing and demonstrating to us, you have nothing to fear. Whatever you're fearful about today, whatever you're stressed, whatever you're worried over today, you have nothing to fear. And this is why Jesus said to the disciples when they did arouse him from his sleep and say, Jesus, don't you care that we're about to perish? And he spoke peace. Why? Because he'd already spoken the word. So he enforced the word by speaking it and saying, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and the seas were calm. But then he looked at his disciples and he said to his disciples, why are you fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So one of the illustrations that Jesus is showing us by this is, A, he spoke the word. This is the confidence we can have in the word. That once you speak the word, you can have total peace. You can let it go. You can know that Jesus Christ himself is going to honor that word and work through your speaking the word in faith. He's going to work through that to bring that which is already established in the spiritual realm, that which he's already done, to bring it into your life, to make it a reality in your life, to make it manifested in your life. And you can have such peace. This is the example he gave us. You can go right to sleep. There's no reason you and I should ever lose sleep over things in this world, not as believers. We should never lose sleep. We should be able to speak the word. You find a word that applies. Find the promise in the word. Speak that promise over your situation. And then be at peace. Such peace that, just like Jesus, such a deep, restful sleep. Doesn't that sound good? Wouldn't it be awesome to have such a deep, restful sleep? That even though a storm is up and the water's filling the boat, it doesn't even wake you up. That is a deep, restful sleep. That's what he's showing. This is what he's demonstrating to you. You can have this peace in your life today. So what is the area of your life that you have no peace in, that is troubling you and will not relent and will not let you go? It is locked into your mind and you can't free yourself from that worry. What is it? Subject it to the word of God and make it submit to the word. Speak the word over that situation and be in his peace. And be free of that so that you can be walking freedom. Just as Jesus said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no peace? And we looked the last couple days at 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 to build upon that. Yesterday we touched on Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 15. We're going to start reading at verse number 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood. He himself likewise shared in the same. So this is talking about Jesus. He became flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So we know that what Jesus has done, and this is why he said to the disciples, how is it that you have such fear? How is it that you're so fearful? And how is it you have no faith? Because Jesus had shown them the power. And this is before Jesus even had totally won the victory. And yet Jesus knew that he had the power over the enemy. And he had shown and demonstrated this to the disciples. And so he's amazed because he expected them to have faith and to speak the word. So then Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 15 then goes on to say, and release those who through fear of death were all of their lives subject to bondage. When we are in fear of death, basically this is saying that death is talking about all the things in this flesh, because it's this flesh which leads to death. And because of their fear of death, their fear of all things in this life, all the things that come into this flesh, into our lives, because of death, because of sin, fear of those things, fill in the blank, what is it you're fearful of in this life? That's death, you know, in this natural realm. Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it your family? Is it your addictions? Is it your emotions? Whatever it is bondage to you. And this is why Jesus was so amazed when the disciples were fearful. How is it? How is it you're so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? This is even more true for you and I, because the expectation is that we will not be fearful, not yield to fear, and that we will have faith because we've already seen the victory in Jesus Christ. The disciples at that point had not yet, Jesus had not yet won the victory. Let me read that again, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 15. And release those, Jesus did this through his victory, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. When we are fearful of things in this world, when we're fearful of things in this life, it makes us subject to bondage. It puts us in bondage. This is again, let's go back to Mark chapter 4. This is again why Jesus was saying to the disciples, why are you so fearful? His expectation was that they wouldn't be. How is it that you have no faith? Jesus wants us to walk in victory, not in fear. He wants us to walk in faith, not in fear. Now, let me look at one other verse. And then we'll conclude this. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10, God speaking to us through the prophet Isaiah says, fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to the difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. That is an awesome promise. And you can see how that ties together with what Jesus was saying to the disciples and what we saw in 1 John chapter 4 and what we just read in Hebrews. See, Jesus had spoken the word to the disciples. He taught them about the word and the power of the word. And then he gave them the word, let us go to the other side, for them to stand on. And the expectation was that they would be able to stand on the word. If something came up like a storm, they would be able to stand on the word and enforce the word by speaking the word in faith in the authority of Jesus' name that he had given them. That was the expectation Jesus had. And when they didn't have it, he said, how is it you're so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? He had given them all. We, you, and I, you today have more than those disciples had in that boat. You have more because Jesus has won the victory. And so you and I are free from all of the bondages of fear from this flesh. We are free. He's delivered us from the bondage of that fear. You have nothing to fear. And this is why we can say when fear arises, I give no place to that fear in Jesus' name. And the fear must depart. Let me say that again. If you're experiencing fear, you can say, first of all, apply the promise that you can find in the Word of God for whatever your situation is. Apply the promise by speaking that in faith. And when fears arise, you can say, I do this all the time. When fears arise, because the enemy does want us to go into that bondage of fear, we can say, I give no place to that fear. In Jesus' name, I give no place to that fear. I give no place to it. And fear disappears. Fear departs because we give no place to it. And we don't have to give place to it. We choose to, but we don't have to. And here's the assurance again from Isaiah chapter 41. Oh, I love the way the word always ties together. Fear not. This is Jesus speaking to you. Fear not. What are you fearful of? Remember, Jesus said to the disciples, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? Here Jesus is speaking by the Holy Spirit through Isaiah, speaking to you, saying, fear not. There is nothing to fear. In Jesus, are you a child of Jesus? There is nothing to fear. And you can say, oh, well, you don't understand. No, there's no understanding. There's nothing to understand. All I need to understand is what the Word says. And this is the promise of Jesus. And this is the demonstration that He gave us. And this is what He explained to us. And this is why He says, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Why would you be fearful? In the same way that with the disciples in the boat, Jesus was with them. And so they had nothing to fear. Jesus, God, was with them. They had nothing to fear. They didn't realize it. They yielded to the fear, but there was nothing for them to fear. Jesus was not going to let them drown. Jesus was not going to drown. Jesus had spoken the word. They would get to the other side. Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror. Don't look around and be terrified by what you see. If the doctor tells you something, don't look at that and be terrified. If your finances tell you something, don't look at that and be terrified. Don't look around you and be terrified. Make the choice to look away from those things that bring fear and make the determination to look to Jesus Christ and His Word. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. You can hear Jesus saying these things probably to the disciples when they were in the boat. I will strengthen and harden you to the difficulties. Listen, as we go through these things, as you learn to put fear aside, Jesus Himself will harden you to fear. You'll become hard-hearted to fear, so you won't even receive it. I will strengthen you and harden you to the difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. That is a promise. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Read that today. Know that's a truth for you. You have nothing to fear today.